1-800-875-1944.
The dollar keeps falling, gold keeps climbing, and how about those 30-year mortgage rates, some of the lowest you have ever seen, dropping to a near record, 4.87%, actually less on those VA loans for the day. You know how it floats, but that is an incredible number, and you see that foreclosures are happening at the blink of an eye. It's sad because we're going to see another shoe drop. It'll be interesting to see if Congress extends the $8,000 first-time home buyer credit or they don't after it expires at the end of November. There was even talk of doubling it. You might find yourself in that situation. Hopefully you're not among the 10% unemployed and you're in the foreclosure situation or you're struggling to keep your head above water. Sadly, I think those numbers are even low. It's probably higher in most areas. We're swinging into the weekend, which means, yeah, we've got another version of Nail the Score. Couldn't be more psyched for this one. Really want somebody to nail the score so you win the prize pack. I guarantee we're going to have somebody win it by the end of the season. And what a fun season. It's been the highest ratings the NFL has seen in two decades. So a lot of us are watching some football. Isn't it great to live in one of the best places on the face of the earth where we have the freedoms that we can kick back and do things like that? In the meantime, sadly, the people who are helping to preserve any kind of freedoms for the United States, and the idea is to prevent future attacks from the would-be terrorists, whether it's the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, you've got American troops in Afghanistan who are losing heart. Apparently, the morale is down. And of course it is. We think of that ambush attack and the eight soldiers dying, screaming for air, and where are the helicopters? And the awful descriptions you heard of that got back to so many people. So it did take the wind out of a lot of sails, those frontline guys, and what they went through and how downcast I'm sure many of the people feel losing close friends, friends who were shot by all kinds of things, including renegade police officers. And that's the stories that you don't always hear, that how close the soldiers grow to each other and then lose comrades to roadside bombs or something else like the ambush that I mentioned before. So here's the idea. With morale down, for those who are willing to talk about it, with, you know, hey, you got 300 roadside bombs, they say. They've been targeted. You have, what, 15 in one battalion, they were specifically mentioning in something I read overseas. They've got 1,500 soldiers, 9 months to a year in deployment, right? This is typical. And they're just trying to secure a mountainous area and to win the people's confidence through development and good governance is what they're calling it. And instead they get in a vicious battle with the Taliban, and it's all too familiar. There have been 300 roadside bombs, 180 have exploded, 19 men have been killed in action. One other committed suicide because he couldn't take it anymore. About 100 have been flown home with amputations and burns and other injuries. And these are the kind of stories that, like I said, they don't get told about the mines that are stepped on, because there are mines, too, and that have knocked people out of action. Sure, they've got, you know, air-conditioned tents, which is good. They've got food. In some cases, they've got free internet, but a lot of them are on the people who are fighting this war in Afghanistan are frankly on their second, third, or even fourth tour of either Afghanistan and Iraq or combined, and they don't even have a year in between, so you do have to worry about their mental state. Remember, we had Michael Anthony on the show earlier in the week, a kid who served in Iraq and had no idea and talked about that, said he couldn't believe how prevalent the post-traumatic stress disorder was and how many guys that he served with couldn't take it and came home and committed suicide. So the men are obviously frustrated by the lack of purpose in some cases or progress. And some of the soldiers are saying, what can we do to make the war stop? What is the objective? And see, this is what is so infuriating. When you have the soldiers who continue to do what they're doing, and what they're thinking about is how it's very hard to catch people you can't see, but that's okay. We want definite answers. What is our objective here? And then you have the president just continuing to wait and wait, and I think give more ammunition to the Taliban by not coming up with a strategy, by not saying, okay, this is what we're doing, and this is why we're doing this. We've been in Afghanistan for 8 years, whatever it is, whatever it is. But the U.S. military, I think, deserves some answers from the commander and chief. And people have no idea about war, no idea about what it's like. That's why we had Michael Anthony on, to give you a little glimpse into what is it that really happens when you're serving. And here's a guy that wasn't attacking that fact, who came from a military background and was proud to do it, but then had no clue what would happen once he had gone over and was serving as a medic, and then how he would feel when he came back. So that morale is very, very low. The general wants 40,000 more troops for the Afghan war, says that's the only way to win it, that you have to have more. In the meantime, Obama, not so sure that's what has to happen, thinking that, ooh, the Taliban's not so much the enemy. It is actually a little bit more Al-Qaeda. So in 3 weeks, what do you think the answer to this is going to be? I'm going to say he has to send the troops because of now what's already been committed. And initially, that's what Obama said. Remember, Obama comes in and says, oh, Iraq, I didn't vote for that war, which, of course, he wasn't in the Senate then, but that was one of the things that he said as he was campaigning. But yes, Afghanistan, different story. This is where we should be. This is where the battle is. And now there is a changing of the mind thought, there's a changing of thought there that maybe it's really Pakistan. So this isn't any good, because what do? You've got 8 years invested here. Ultimately, come up with a plan and do not wait until October 30th. Give me a break. I mentioned that the dollar is dropping. We're seeing incredible numbers for gold. I mean, absolutely unbelievable numbers. If you had bought gold a couple of years ago, it would have been a song for really most people. Anybody listening to me, even if you just had a couple hundred bucks that you could spare, you would have been able to easily triple that if you had got it in at its lowest amount. Now we're talking about well over 1,000. I said I think we could be looking at 2,000 to maybe 3,000, and I don't think that's so far-fetched. When we join the show again on Sunday, we could be talking about snow in Chicago. How often have we mentioned what's happened with Mother Nature? Wouldn't that be the earliest I think they ever would have seen some of the white stuff, rather, in Chicago? Stay tuned. Besides that, we're going to be talking on Sunday about churches in trouble with Joe Suggs from Findom. Then on Monday, global warming, the myth, the reality, what's the deal? Dr. Cal Biesner joins us. And Joanna Krupa, do you know who she is? One of the hottest women, according to Matt Johnson, on the face of the earth. She's on Dancing with the Stars. We thought we would add some fun to the show. She's joining us on Tuesday here on ATN. Stay tuned. Nail the Score next.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is an important message for caregivers.
My mom spends a lot of time alone, and I worry about her safety and well-being. Sometimes she forgets to take her medications, and we both know that puts her health at risk. I would like an easy and inexpensive way to make sure she is safe and taking care of herself.
If you have a loved one who spends time alone, we urge you to request a free caregiver's guide. Call 973-872-9400 or visit www.thecaregiversguide.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. Boy, we're really hoping we're going to have a winner this time around. So without further ado, let's roll the computer out of the closet. You know, we have that plush studio in Minneapolis at GCN. So Matt had to really struggle to get that computer. In fact, I think somebody else was trying to use the computer, and we said, no. That's ours. So let's get the computer rolling and see what game it's going to be. Sweet. This is a good one. The Patriots versus the Broncos. You got to love that. The Denver Broncos are 4-0 after that win over the Cowboys. The Patriots 3-1 on the season. I was talking about the NFL ratings being really up there in the last two decades. 17.4 million, up a whopping almost 15%. This is an intriguing game if you think about it, because you got the Broncos coach Josh McDaniels, who spent 11 years with the Patriots, the last three as the offensive coordinator for New England. And Kyle Orton has completed, I looked up this stat the other day, almost 60% of his passes. And Josh McDaniels was just shellacked for making the deal with Chicago and saying bye-bye to Cutler. But so far, it's worked out okay. And the defense, which really needed to be revamped, they were struggling, certainly last season for the Broncos. He did that. And you see guys like Tony Romo, who, yeah, he is sackable, but I'm just giving you last week's example. Tony Romo sacked by that defense like five times. He was down and out. So the Broncos have had a nice little roll here. Patriots, pretty tough, I'm going to say, although they've had some incredibly close games, that record really doesn't reflect what they could be. I'm going to say home cooking, Denver wins this one, and I think the final score is 27-22 over the Patriots. That's what I think will happen, but you may have a different take. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Matt, what do you think?
Well, like you, I feel that this is going to be a big struggle of the coaches, you know, going against each other's pupil versus master here. However, I feel that Belichick, with his defensive experience, probably knows how McDaniels is going to try to offensively scheme the game. So I think they're going to come out on top, although Denver's defense is pretty good. So I'm going to go with the Patriots winning on the road 20-17.
That's a good guess.
So I think Orton's going to throw a couple picks. I don't think the offense is going to be going as well. But I don't think the Patriots will get a lot done. A couple field goals for them. So I think it's going to be a defensive struggle for sure.
All right, so defensive, not – he's saying, Matt saying, not quite as high as I think it's going to be. What is your take? You can send us through the Internet, obviously. AmericaTonight.net, only till the top of the hour. Easy for me to say. Till the top of the hour, because it wouldn't be fair to everybody who hears it and then says, oh, I missed it. That's how you can get in. So AmericaTonight.net or 800-259-5791. Let's take our first victim, Rick in Illinois. Rick, what do you think will happen in this one?
New England 21, Denver 10.
Oh, okay. So you say the Patriots as well. And you think, I think it's definitely going to be interesting because of the whole coaching thing. When you have the pupil and the mentor, it's always fun to see how that lines up because they know the playbooks kind of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Rick. Well, good luck to you.
Okay. Thank you.
800-259-5791. Rick agrees with Matt. He's going with the Patriots. You may have a different score or a different winner. You might think, like me, that this is going to be a huge coming-out party for Denver. I'll tell you, that would be a big win for Josh McDaniels if it does happen because of the scenario. Tom is listening to us in Kansas. Tom, who do you like in this game?
First of all, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? You sound good.
Good. Well, I like your point spread. Denver 19-14.
19-14.
I think
all
it'll
right.
be
like
a little more defensive than what you figured for.
Okay, 19-14, but you like Denver as well.
Right.
Excellent. So we're on the same page, Tom. Thanks for the call.
Sure thing. Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm wondering, too, when we do this nail the score, how many of you just run to the Internet to see the scores or watch the CBS rehash or ESPN or Fox or whatever, and you get the highlights so you know what's happened in the NFL. You know, what's happened in this game to see if you actually nailed it. It's kind of like checking your lottery scores. You can go to the store, and I guess now in some places they have the printouts, probably because they get sick of asking, hey, did I win the lottery? Will you take my ticket and run it through the machine? So it's easier just to print out a bunch of the numbers, even though they're in the paper, or you could actually go on the Internet and get it. I think it's fun to watch the game and see the outcome. So maybe it's a game you wouldn't normally watch, although it's probably, you know, the computer picked it. It's probably one of the better games, like I said, on the board this weekend, and part of it is because of that intriguing coaching matchup where you have Belichick and McDaniels, who had worked together for so long, and deservedly so. I think McDaniels got the shot with Denver, and he's making the most of it so far. It's nice to come out and be 4-0. Of course, you could say, well, who has Denver played other than the Cowboys? I would have thought the Cowboys might have been able to play them a little bit tougher. And the Cowboys' defense did what they could, but offensively, they, you know, score first, get on the board, but then Tony Romo is all over the place and, of course, is ultimately sacked. So the Cowboys, if you watched any of that game by chance or saw any of the lowlights of that, that was a rough, to say the least, that was a a rough game, I think, for Cowboy fans in the end. All right, the Nail the Score game, if you just tuned in, and remember, you can only guess until the top of the hour, so you don't have a lot of time. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, and the game is the Patriots at Denver. So Pats and the Bronx in a later afternoon game this Sunday. Also, too, I was talking about next week in the lineup that we're going to have. We're hoping to have Matthew McConaughey on. Don't know if that's going to happen next week. It might happen the following week. I mentioned his support of the troops and how he's trying to really raise awareness for that. So I'll let you know if he comes on. And the model that I was mentioning, Krupa, much to the chagrin of Matt, is coming on Wednesday because Dancing with the Stars, I said Tuesday, but Dancing with the Stars is on Tuesday, so she's coming on the following night, Wednesday. Jana is listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Hello, Jana.
Hi, Kate. I'm 28 for the Patriots and 17 for the Broncos.
All right, so you like the Patriots to really show up big time over the home team, the Broncos.
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of defensive play there, but, you know, anybody's guess.
It is anybody's guess. That's why we always say it. You just are picking numbers. Absolutely, Jana. You have a great weekend. Thanks for the call.
You too. Bye-bye.
800-259-5791. Clifford is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Good morning. How are you, Kate, this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, somebody just got my score, so I wanted 28-17, but I'll go with 30-17, New England.
30-17, New England. All right, you're locked and loaded. Once again, Clifford, not on the same page as me. Thanks. And that means he's probably going to win, because I think he's come the closest of anybody, and he's been playing Nail the Score for a long time. So put your thinking caps on, come up with a score. It could be lopsided. If you look at scores from weeks past, you've certainly seen that. You've seen really low-scoring games. There's been a couple of blowouts that look like, and they are, incredibly lopsided games. But it's really about picking numbers and picking who you think is going to win. Forget all the analysis. You know, that analysis, paralysis by analysis could be true in this case. 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney doing a little of that nail the score thing. This week's game, the Patriots at the Denver Broncos. Good thing we didn't have a lame game like the Vikings and the Rams. I mean, that's has blowout written all over it, even though it's in St. Louis, right? Or we could have had a game like the 0-4 Buccaneers going into Philadelphia at the Link. The Eagles are 2-1. Tampa is 0-4. Or it could have been, what's another lame game that I was thinking of? Could be a game like the Colts and the Titans, although that game could be good. That's in Nashville, and the Titans' record of 0-4 doesn't really reflect
Just a word to the wise here, though. You got to quit jinxing our squads with these layup games that you're talking about with the Eagles and the Vikings.
Well, please, I'm not jinxing
your losing games.
Yeah, I'm not jinxing. Are you kidding? The Vikings? That would be. They're like playing a peewee team.
I know, but I'm always scared when everyone's like, "Oh, there's no way we're gonna lose."
No way.
I don't know. I'm just. Going to be a tough game. We're going to come out on top. I hope so.
If they don't come out on top, I would be really stunned. It would be the most stunning upset, I think, of the week. That's what Chris Berman would say. I mean, no way. Absolutely not. Another game that could be interesting, I love Matt Ryan always. I think in the future he's going to win a Super Bowl for the Falcons. But the Falcons are going into San Francisco. But how about Sean Hill and the 49ers at 3-1 at the stick? That could be interesting. Well, anyway, those aren't the games of the game of the week. It's, of course, the game that I mentioned, and it's New England at Denver. Let's go to Bill, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Bill, what do you think?
I think that it's with the Broncos at home, I'm going to say 31-21.
Broncos?
Broncos, right. 31-20.
Good man. Good. Can we have some applause for Bill? We are on the same page, Bill. I am sending good thoughts into the universe for you. Sweet. See, he said the Broncos are at home. Give them some credit at home. Thanks, Bill. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Charlie also listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Charlie.
Hello, Kate.
What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking that Brady's had four games to put it all together. I think Denver's played way over their heads. That was a lucky win against the Bengals. I think that they're finally going to show the true selves, and it's going to be Patriots 31, Denver 13.
Oh, Charlie, so they're just going to be brutal. The Denver, Kyle Orton's going to get picked and sacked, and it's going to be a long day if it's 31-13. But, hey, they absolutely could happen. And you know what? Your line of thinking isn't completely off, because have the Broncos been playing up? I mean, has this just been some luck? They haven't had great opponents other than really the Cowboys, so maybe that's what it is. Thanks
well,
for the
really-
guess.
Well, okay, I was just going to add to that. I really think that the thin air in Denver has made Orton fantasize that he's really a quarterback.
But I'm bumped. That was good.
So, thank you, Kate.
Thank you. Yeah, is Kyle Orton a quarterback? Ask the people in Chicago about that. And like I said, McDaniels got slammed for trading Jay Cutler. And now, I mean, it's looking okay. With you can't deny the wins. I don't care who they played. I mean, hey, a win is a win, is a win. And you know what's going to happen now against a team like the Patriots. It's a fair question to ask. Certainly, Denver, if they do win 5-0 for the first time since setting a huge franchise record. 13 when they won their first 13 in 1998 when they went to their second Super Bowl victory, if you remember. And this is going to be, obviously, as of to date, their toughest opponent in Brady and New England. But you look at New England, too, and I'll tell you, New England is now facing an unbeaten team for the fifth time in a row. So it really hinges on Tom Brady, and naturally the defense as well has to come up big too. I do like this game. I would have watched this game anyway. And usually what I end up doing, probably like most of you, since I am a fan of the NFL, is I flip kind of all over the place. My number one team is the Philadelphia Eagles, so that's the priority. But then I kind of move all over the place and look at some of the other games. By the way, the Sunday night game, I think I mentioned this. I didn't say it was Sunday night, but the Colts and the Titans. And then the Monday night game, it's always interesting when the Jets play the Dolphins. The Dolphins, though, 1-3, they've had a rough start, while the Jets with Mark Sanchez are 3-1. I love the name, by the way, of the stadium. It's just a naming rights thing. I usually hate the whole naming rights deal. It's like the Eagles. People just say they play at the Link. Lincoln Financial. But it's so perfect in Florida, the Landshark Stadium. Landshark, I think I mentioned this before, Landshark, of course, a beer, but it's a very, very good fit. I went through the other day and I was looking at what some of the teams, you know, what they've changed the stadiums to. And the Ravens, when I went there, they were like PSI Field or something. I went to a game with the Cowboys. The team now, they play at the M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. That's a mouthful. We're here at the M&T Bank Stadium. Then you go to Charlotte, North Carolina, and good old Bank of America slammed their name on it. Bank of America Stadium. I don't know. I like just Giant Stadium. Arrowhead Stadium. Candlestick, right? Course, for the Rams, you have Edward Jones Dome. We're at the Edward Jones Dome. I told you about the Link. In Arizona, so pathetic, University of Phoenix Stadium. And, of course, in Denver, Invesco Field. At Tennessee, it's the LP Field. I don't know, you just gotta, and of course, the naming rights, deal for the company. They're thinking they're getting the advertising, but for the team, they're just looking to get some of that money, obviously, to put back into whatever they put it back into. But just the flat-out naming rights cost you a bundle. Can you imagine naming rights for the Texas Stadium? The stadium costs over $1 billion. What do you think they would charge somebody to slap their name on that stadium? I don't know that he's ever going to have, meaning Jerry Jones, I don't know that they're ever going to have somebody put their name on that stadium. It might be too difficult to justify it for the amount of money that they, you know, that they would want. And there are certainly manufacturers in Texas and in Dallas that could approach them, but I think it would be just a tad too steep, and I also think that's not what they want to do. I think they'll just leave it alone and keep it pure. Chris has checked in with us before on Nail the Score. Chris is listening to us in Connecticut. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kay. How you doing?
Good.
New England 27, Broncos 21.
Oh, Chris. Well, at least you think it's going to be close. So you think it's going to be the Patriots.
Yes, of course.
But aren't you a Jets fan or are you a Giants fan?
Yes, Giants and Patriots.
Oh, so see, now you just full disclosure, you are a Patriots fan. How can you be a Patriots fan and a Giants fan? I guess you could, two different leagues, but that could be complicated if they were playing each other.
I don't know too much about football. I just like the names.
I love that. That's all it takes, and you could nail the score. I always say that you don't have to know that much about football. Absolutely. All right, we got you locked and loaded, Chris. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, 800-259-5791. We have a bunch. I'm letting the pile up, but you can also shoot it to americatonight.net. Here's one from Phil. Phil says, Kate, what were you thinking? Were you smoking before you jumped on the air? How could you have picked Denver? Denver is playing way above their heads. I got to give it to the Pats, and I think the Pats win this one by a score of 35-20. All right, that's an interesting score, 35-20. Here's one from Big James. Yo, yo, Katie, I like the show. I listen all the time. I only want to call in when I know I can speak to you for at least 20 minutes. Well, that's going to be hard to do. And he says his guess, by the way, is the Patriots, and the final score there is 28-21. I think we have, is it Sean in Kentucky? Or John in Kentucky? John in Kentucky, hello.
Yeah, I'd say it'll be 28-21. Just the Patriots will be 21. So.
Oh, so you like Denver, huh?
Yeah, I think Denver will do all right.
All right, home.
The spread on it is New England's 3.5-point favorite, but I don't see they'll be making it. Plus, they just lost Fred Taylor too, right?
Wrong. Right. So. 28-21. I like that you knew the spread. Excellent. So let's give some applause to John because he's playing on the same team as me. At least for the, look at that applause. Reluctantly, you get that applause from Minneapolis because Matt controls that audience, but you got a standing O.
What? That works. That's the only applause I've got today.
As long as we make you feel good, let's see if it works for you as far as Nail the Score. Thanks for checking in.
All right, thanks.
All right, 800-259-5791 or the old-fashioned way, the snail mail if you're working, americatonight.net. Diana says, Kate, my boyfriend asked to email you. He says, no way, Denver Patriots are going to win this one by a score of 21-10. 21-10. You might have a different take on this game. Just tell us what you think the final score is going to be and who's going to win it. Patriots at the Broncos, 4:15 kick Eastern time, so 2 days and 13 hours. I'll rock you on the flip side.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653. Or visit our website at directive21.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get three bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
No attorneys to plead my case, no OBS to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm trouble, yeah, trouble now. I'm trouble, yeah.
Another version of Nail the Score. If you want to get in, you have to do it quickly. 800-259-5791 or shoot us an email, americatonight.net. The game is Denver and the Patriots, New England visiting the Broncos. A late afternoon game, as I just mentioned. The point spread, not a very big point spread in favor of the Patriots, but throw all that nonsense out of your head. Just think about it and flip us a score. That's the best way to do it, honestly. Let's go to Edna, who's listening to us in Kansas. Hey, Edna.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Has it been cold in Kansas?
Been raining all day today.
Raining, you know, just a little bit down the road from you, of course. In Chicago, they're supposed to get snow on Sunday.
Well, I've heard them talking about that.
Oh, get out those snow shovels. Edna, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, let's see. The Broncos, 22.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots, 17.
22-17 Broncos. All right, so another Bronco believer. We got to give Edna some applause in Kansas. Now, come on, Matt. Do we have some applause? Sweet! That's just special for you, Edna.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's move on to Brian in Missouri. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hello. What do you think, Brian? What's the score going to be?
Oh, I'd say 31-28 Denver.
Oh, okay, another one, another Denver believer. So, and that's good. That'd be a good game to watch because it's going to probably come down to the wire. So I like it. We got you locked and loaded.
Hey, I need to ask you another thing. Missouri played Nebraska in college football tonight. Does anybody know what the score was?
We can find that out. You know what? I didn't see that game. Did you see that game, Matt? He's probably answering the phone. I can find it out for you. I can find it out in no time flat. Oh, poor Nebraska. Missouri is a pretty decent team compared to Nebraska. The old teams of the Cornhuskers, back when I used to occasionally catch some of their games, they were pretty good. I'll find it for you. I'm thinking
it was
Nebraska.
27-12 Nebraska.
27-12 Nebraska? You're kidding me.
That is correct.
27-12. Wow.
Yeah, Mizzou only scored, they scored 9 points in the second quarter and then three in the third. And what happened was Nebraska scored, check this out, I'm glad you asked us about this game, Brian. Nebraska scored 27 points in the fourth quarter.
What?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's almost like a misprint. I have never in my years of covering sports, I have never seen a score like that. That's crazy.
Huh.
And they got three touchdowns. Their quarterback, Zach Lee, had three touchdowns.
Yeah.
And all the scores happened in the, like I said, in the fourth quarter. Boy, Memorial Stadium, they must have been pretty upset in Columbia.
Yeah, no doubt. Of course, it's raining, you know, and it's pretty cold down there, but they need to play, you know. That's football weather.
That is football weather, absolutely. Glad you asked that question. Thank you.
Chicago has kind of got tears in their eyes.
Do I think Chicago has tears in their eyes?
Yeah, for Orton going to Denver.
Oh, yeah. Well, but here's the thing. Cutler has had some good games now for Chicago, so I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
I think they're happy with Cutler. I think at the end of the year, then you could say that if Cutler's wheels start to really come off, we'll see how he plays in some of these tougher matchups even, although they've had a couple, but a couple of some of their big rivalry games coming up in the middle of the season. I think then you could start to really compare the two because it's been good for Orton so far, but we saw what happened with him in Chicago. I don't know, but that was a flip-flopping quarterback thing. All right,
you
have a good one.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you. Wow, I am just so stunned, Matt. I am so stunned by that 27 points. You know, I was looking at predictions for that game, and the predictions were like Nebraska maybe 30-27. But as Brian said, it was cold and rainy, and Nebraska decided somehow they took advantage of them in that fourth quarter to score all those points. They had a couple of big interceptions, and that made the difference, obviously, in the end and how many points they put up. But that's crazy. I haven't seen anything like that in a very long time. I mean, of course, we know there's opportunities and there's lots of turnovers in college football or whatever. But all those points, 27 of them in the fourth quarter, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
That is. On the part of Mizzou.
I wasn't watching that game. I saw the first bits and pieces of the first couple quarters, but I was focusing on baseball playoffs and then the NHL a little bit too. And I went to Iowa State for a couple of years, so I know some Big 12 Nebraska meltdowns against Nebraska. And Iowa State has been a part of plenty of those where we thought we were going to finally beat the Cornhuskers and ended up just losing it in the second half. So I can sympathize with a lot of these Missouri fans.
And you said you went to Iowa, is that what you said?
Iowa State,
wow.
The Cyclones.
Yeah, that would be a fun school to actually go to. I know some people that went there. Of course, Iowa State.
Lovely
some good
Ames, Iowa.
Yeah, it is cool. And Iowa State plays Kansas this weekend.
Yes. We've got a couple NFL players from Iowa State that have made it big. So Ellis Hobbs, Sage Rosenfels, Seneca Wallace. So they're on the up and coming right now.
You know, I think the best game on the board, or one that's going to be interesting, first of all, is Tim Tebow going to play for Florida? But Florida and LSU, and that's in Baton Rouge.
Well, you got the two of the former Heisman winners,
yeah.
Bradford and Tebow, whether or not they're going to play this week. So
I know.
It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, college football, it's funny that he opened up that box, but college football's always been real, and I know you like it too, but college football's always been huge for me. I just plant myself and watch, and you got a couple of interesting games, even the Oregon-UCLA game. See if UCLA can get something going on with Kevin Kraft, but that could be a pretty decent game too.
Yeah, definitely. I'm still waiting for the NCAA to finally have playoffs, though. That would make my day. It doesn't have to be, you know, like a 15-team playoff. Just make it the top four or six, so that at least there's some competition in the other bowls. Because other than, you know, the top championship bowl, it's like, okay, you know, you're playing for the Rose Bowl, even though it's not the national championship. But I don't think as many people care about the bowl games unless their team's in it than they would if it was, you know, the sectional playoffs or something like that.
But the problem is, and people listening to us can relate to this, what do the universities care about? The money. And so they want the money for the bowl games, and those payouts are incredible. The top-tier bowls, but even as you go a little further down, there's a ridiculous amount of bowls, and you can still walk away with $1 million.
Yeah, but does anybody really care who's playing in the Motor City Bowl? What a congratulatory that game that is for everyone. Hey, you made it to a bowl game. You get to head on over to Detroit.
I know. I mean, I think it's crazy, but the schools, boy, they don't want to touch that money, and that's part of the problem with should there be playoffs in college football or not, and going up against the NCAA and all that entails, and the red tape that they're throwing up. Eventually, I think there may be playoffs, and it could be where you have a tiered system that you can have four or five or six teams playing, which does completely make sense, because why go all the way and then have the argument of who's really number one in college football if it doesn't work out right? I think that's the big problem with it. And you can go through history and pick out the times where that didn't really happen, and it would be more exciting. Almost like, I know it's a different comparison, but you see what happens in college hoops with a big dance and how that's laid out, and you have a Cinderella team. Now, of course, again, you could still play the bowls, but I think you could work it out. I think there would be a way to have some playoffs and add some juice to the sport. Hey, anybody who, by the way, emailed me, because I want to say maybe six or seven more of those. They'll all get recorded. Don't worry about it. If you didn't hear me say it on the air because we got lost in our conversation about college football, don't worry about it. We've got you locked and loaded. Nail the score, another edition of it. Thanks to everybody who calls and emails. We'll see if we have a winner this time around. Good luck to everybody.